When plain packaging of cigarettes was introduced in Australia, opinion was divided about whether or not it would have any effect on smokers. The World Health Organization has praised Australian lawmakers for the legislation and are urging other countries to implement similar measures to prevent further uptake of smoking. A few years after the implementation of the legislation, Courtney Rawlings takes a look at plain packaging's impact and how it's helping to deter young people from starting to smoke.
In 2010, the Australian government introduced legislation to give all cigarette products plain packaging by the end of 2012. The move was applauded by public health advocates and has been credited with reducing the number of cigarette sales in Australia and deterring young people from taking up the habit. But just how effective has plain packaging been? Terry Slaven is the Director of Education and Research at the Cancer Council of Western Australia. He says that although plain packaging is an important part of anti-smoking campaigns, it's not the only factor.
We've made various attempts to try and figure out what's making the big impact. What we think that makes the major impact is consistent tobacco social marketing.
Reports have been mixed about whether or not plain packaging has been beneficial enough to warrant the move in the first place. Because of the introduction of higher taxes on tobacco products and consistent health warnings about smoking's dangers, plain packaging can only be judged as a contributing factor to any decrease in smokers' numbers. Accurate figures, however, are hard to come by. Mr. Slaven says that mixed reports regarding rates of smoking can be linked directly to big tobacco companies. An article in The Australian on June 16 claimed that instead of reducing the rate of smoking, cigarette sales were actually rising. Terry refers to this as a misinformation campaign.
The figures that were published in The Australian were based on advice from an unpublished report from the tobacco industry. Now, it's fair to say that tobacco industry haven't earned the reputation as being the most credible source of information, and they've earned that reputation over decades of misleading the Australian public and internationally misleading people about the effects of smoking on health.
Mr. Slaven also indicated that tobacco companies use the excuse of the tax increase to bump up cigarette prices higher than the tax itself called for, resulting in higher profit margins without selling more of their product. Following Australia's example, Ireland intends to become the second country in the world and the first in the European Union to introduce plain packaging for cigarettes. Australia's Pacific neighbours are also looking to copy the move in a bid to reduce the prevalence of smoking. According to the 2006 census from Tala Pacifica, the Pacific voice on tobacco elimination, 30.3% of people over 15 years old are smokers. I asked a couple of Australian smokers if plain packaging had made smoking less attractive to them.
I mean, it did, but like anything that's bad for you, you always think that you can control it.
No.
Mr. Slaven points out that as a preventative measure, plain packaging will have long-term effects that aren't easily measured yet.
To some extent, it's reasonably early to tell, because really we're playing a long-term game, not a short-term game, when it comes to plain packaging and all the tobacco control measures that we put in place. We're not looking for immediate, you know, next day, next week, or even next month effect, particularly when it comes to prevention. If we're avoiding kids taking up smoking, obviously then that's going to show up in the smoking figures further down the track.
Further complicating the use of plain packaging are the supposed infringements on tobacco companies' rights to advertise. The Alliance of Australian Retailers was set up back in 2010 by the three largest tobacco producing companies, supposedly on behalf of small business owners whose profits would fall with a decrease in cigarette sales. The group and their affiliates, both here and overseas, have described plain packaging as part of a nanny state and publicly spread the opinion that organised crime syndicates would ultimately benefit from plain packaging because they don't rely on advertising, like legal sellers, and could afford to lower prices. Plain packaging will likely be adopted by several other countries in a bid to eventually stamp out smoking altogether. Whether or not it's had a direct effect, as part of a wider plan to decrease the number of smokers in our society, it's certainly played its part.
I've been involved in this game for 30 years, and I can tell you that you can't point to any one single factor.